If we were to use one adjective to describe our team this year, I think it would be exciting. Well, our seventh place rating did not come totally unexpected. I think anytime you have a good season and you have returning personnel that are recognized nationwide, why, they put you up in the rankings. We've been ranked anywhere from second to eighth in all of the preseason publications, and yet we like those accolades for the program, but they don't win you any basketball games. We would like to be rated high when the season is over. We have a number of goals this season, and certainly winning the national championship is our long-range goal, but we would first like to repeat as Big Ten champions, and if we cannot accomplish that, certainly finish high enough in the Big Ten race so that we can get back to the NCAA playoffs. We have to take, I guess, our season goals a step at a time, but certainly we are looking at the national championship as a long-range goal. We definitely approach the game of basketball as a team. I think the fact that Irvin Johnson is a superstar, we think Gregory Kelzer is a superstar, but we think that Jay Vincent, Ron Charles, Terry Donnelly, our other three members of our starting five, are very, very good basketball players. And we think that it takes a team approach to play winning basketball. Irvin is very, very unselfish, and I think his unselfishness is contagious, and a feeling that permeates our entire squad, including our reserves. So we're pulling together. We still say that we win together, we lose together. It's not a one-man team, but we recognize that some of our players have better talents than others, and certainly we do have two legitimate superstars in Irvin, Magic Johnson, and Gregory Kelzer. We are sold out for the season, and so tickets, except a few tickets left for our game in the Silver Dome against Cincinnati on December 19th are not available to the public. However, we have a television package. WJIM is going to televise locally 12 games. We're on two Big Ten games of the week, and we're on national TV against Kansas. So we have a number of televised games that people who have an interest in our program will have the option to watch.